B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Listen, next time you ask somebody if you could borrow some money and they say no, keep insisting, because trust me, they have the money. Why? Because people in Seattle donated to a GoFundMe, all right? Mm-hmm. Because they still are stuck on the fact that Game of Thrones didn't end the way they wanted it to. So they donated money, Pebbles. So a guy can hire a plane to fly a banner that said, somebody rewrite season 8 of Game of Thrones, please. Somebody rewrite. They did. They're then a banner.
Man, that's a lot.
Flying over. I don't know why they picked Seattle, but probably should have. I mean, you're going to spend some money. Might as well fly it over Hollywood so the writers could see. But seriously, get over. It's not coming back. They're not going to do it. It doesn't matter what. You could do as many petitions as you want. You could spend money on this nonsense as you want.
Hey, sometimes it's just hard to get over things.
Really? Like what?
No, I mean, especially when your heart is into it.
Oh, God, here we go.
I don't care, and I know there are people out there that I went to school with. I'm still not over my seventh grade breakup. I'm hurt, yes.
Leroy.
And I'm going to say her name. I won't give her last name because I think she's married now.
Go ahead.
But Rachel, if you're out there listening, I'm still not over the way you did me. You did me wrong.
How'd
she
do you?
You did me dirty. Man, she passed the note around. It went around to everybody in the classroom. I was the last one to get it.
No.
And when I got it, the whole classroom was looking at me. And they
waiting
were laughing.
Waiting for your reaction.
They were laughing. And I had to fight back the tears, man.
That's
my eyes were all like swollen and everything, and it scarred me for life. Rachel, I know you're out there and you're listening. We need to talk. We gotta work this out.
You gotta work it out.
Well, we gotta just say, look, this is what happened. I want to hear like an apology. I'm sorry, Leroy, because I'm
you
still
need closure.
Scarred.
Yeah, you need closure. I feel like the closure was her strategically passing the note around to everybody. That way, anybody who went to crying about it, they'd be like, nah, man, she really doesn't like you.
I'm telling you, I'm with you, Leroy, because I am still not over, besides my ex, the fact that
besides my ex,
that I lost the Sacred Heart High School senior president election yep. to a guy who didn't even really want to run. He just did it as a joke. And and everybody's like, oh, let's vote for him. And he won. And I'm still not over that.
You were running like a real campaign?
Yeah. I gave a really good speech and everything.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
What was your platform?
I don't even remember. But
and what was his like longer lunch or something?
Probably,
like that?
Yeah.
Nice. Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me, my friend.
So I got a story. About 15 years ago, we went out to the beach, my buddies and my cousin. Long story short, we had a couple of drinks. They both fell for one girl. One guy got her, one guy didn't. Until this day, I still have to text both of them to make sure that it's okay that they're going to be around each other.
Let's just put this in perspective. 15 years ago, the Red Sox were in the process. They were about to win their first World Series in 86 years. Yeah. That is classic, man.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.